This goes to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-688-0423, regarding Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Martin, M like Mary, A-R-T-I-N like November, date of birth 5/30/1925. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Martin. Her daughter, Terry, is present and actually doing most of the talking for the visit. She currently has a cough and a cold this week, so she did not want to bring her in for a face-to-face visit in case there's something contagious or it might make her worse. You know, at 99 years old, there is a concern about her frailty. She did have hospitalizations in Grand Rapids for fluid overload, and after that, she went to rehab to get stronger and then was discharged to a memory care facility in Rockford, Michigan, where she currently resides. She's doing very well there, and her daughter, Terry, T-E-R-R-I, is very pleased with the care and believes that her mother will be staying in that facility indefinitely. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have the non-productive cough and the clear nasal drainage currently. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, no diarrhea, and no edema currently. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Lipitor 10 milligram daily. Carvedilol 6.25 milligram twice a day, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Bumex 0.5 milligram twice a day, melatonin 3 milligram. She was taking 3 daily, and before discharge, they encouraged them to use 2 daily, which would be a safer dose for someone with stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Physical exam, weight 147 pounds, and that is an 8-pound decrease since her last visit in June 18th of last year, and blood pressure 136 over 68. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 27th, 2025. Hemoglobin is 10.6 with a normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 1.71. That is 26 estimated GFR. Calcium 8.84, albumin 3.7, and phosphorus is 3.8. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The daughter is currently having some difficulty transporting her four labs, so I advised her that we could do labs every 1 to 3 months. If it's very bad weather, they won't take her out. If the weather is good, she could take her out, but she has to take her into Carson City Hospital to get labs drawn. She will continue all of her current medications, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this clinic in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.